he goes there because he knows everything, so he knows that he's going to be killed, but he cannot prevent that because that's his faith. What he can do is he can arrange for a revenge, so he goes to the east, has the son with her, who is conceived simply to revenge his father. This is unthinkable for a god to be killed without the revenge. And you have to understand then what revenge actually means. The Icelandic word anyway, and as I understood that this goes through many other cultures, revenge in English may be the same meaning, but in Icelandic it means to even things.
Right.
Yes.
You told me about this before.
Yeah. It means to even things. So revenge does not mean necessarily that you have to kill someone. You can sue him and make him pay you a fine. That is also revenge, because then things have been evened out. So everything has always to balance in this old world. So if one god is killed, he has to be revenged to make the balance to balance everything again.